This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the Lavin, and we are up to Ois Yud. If you get up and you testify before a court of law, a Jewish court, about some kind of prohibition that someone violated, and you testify on your own, now nothing will come from your testimony because you're one aid. Since you cannot come to any benefit financially, Ushvua, you can't be mechayiv him a shvua. V'loy la'inyan lifsos ishaze mecheskas kashrusai. You will not disqualify this man from his cheskas kashrus. Kivan shu eidecha badavar. Im kain shem bish ba'alma hu dekam apik alav. All you're doing is you are releasing on this guy a bad name. V'oivar al yidei zagam ken alav. D'lo yakum eidecha b'ish l'chal avin l'chal chattas. You violate the lav that one aid cannot arise against someone else for any sin or any iniquity. This comes from the Gemara in Psachim, where Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, that Tuvia sinned, and a man by the name of Zigud came by himself, and he testified before Rav Papa, and Rav Papa gave Malkus to Zigud. And there you have the famous expression, Tuvia Chata V'Zigud Mingud? Tuvia was the one who sinned, and Zigud was the one who got lashes. And Rav Papa said, yes, Tachsiv lo yakum eidecha b'ish l'chal avayin u'l'chal chatas. There's a question, is it Malkus midairaisa or Malkus midrabanan? Either way, there is definitely a lav. Even if you know and you saw yourself the person who did this avera, it would be an Isser Lav to testify him about him in Bezin. It would be a Lav of La Yakum and included in the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Yod Aleph. Now, obviously, this would be for the Mesaper, even Al Emes, and even Shaloi Befanav. Now, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says this would apply to Rechilus as well. If you get up and testify before Beis Din what they did to Pliny or said about Pliny. Okay. So, by the way, we see from here another Chiddush that Rechilus is not only if Reuven tells Shimon, you know what Levi did or said about you? Even if Reuven tells Shimon, you know what Levi did or said about Yehuda? That seems that would be Rechilus as well. We had, this is not our first indication that that's the case, but the Be'er Mayim Chaim says that if somebody would come to Beis Din and report to Beis Din what A did to B, that would be Rechilus as well. Okay, Oysir Aleph, V'chol zeh shekasavnu hu b'mesaper b'chidi yashmeh b'chidi. All of these lavin have been speaking about it. If you speak alone or listen alone, aval humedabik atzmai lechabura shel anshe resha ubali lashon hara. If you attach yourself to a chevra of wicked men and bali lashon hara, kedei lesaper lohem, in order to speak to them, ay kedei leshmaya mehem, or to listen to them, ay vergam kein alav to loy sia acharei rabim lerais. Do not follow the many for evil. Shehu azhara, which is a warning. Shaloi lahaskim uleschaber im oisei avel. Do not consent and join with evildoers. Avshehim rabim. Meaning there's a lav in the Torah that if you see a group of people, you're at the chassan's tish, and you see two groups of people. One group, they're shooting the breeze, and they're going through one guy after another, you know, L'shvachoy l'gnai, and there's another group, they're speaking Divrei Torah. If you choose to join the Chabura that are just speaking about the rabbi or speaking about people, if you just stand there and you join them, you're over the lav of lo yisia achrei rabin l'rois. Va'ayin lekaman ba'ois vav b'mitzvah sase sham tira sh'over gam ke mitzvah sase aydeis chabrus ha'ra azois. There we'll see you're over a mitzvah sase as well. What is the mitzvah sase? Ubay sidbak. The mitzvah sase to cling to tamidei chachamim. Sham tira sh'over, okay. Va'ayin le'el ba'ois dalid b'fnim b'mashik ha'savti b'shem pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer b'tzavosu v'noi al inyan zeh that we saw earlier in a footnote in Ois Dalid, or at the end of Ois Dalid, where the Chafetz Chaim warned not to join groups of people that speak Lashon Hara, even if you don't speak, even if you are not going to believe and listen. In other words, let's say you see a group of people speaking Lashon Hara, and you say, I'm just going to stand there. Because, you know, I have to be part of the in-group. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to believe it. And I have earphones in my ears, so I'm not even going to listen. No, if you stand there, you're recorded upstairs as a member of the society of evildoers of Rasha'im. And by the way, it's better not to be considered a Rasha in Shamayim. That's not a name that you need to gain in the heavens. So basically, just stay away. Okay, Rabbi Isai, it's been a pleasure. Have a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. But if you're at a wedding and you see a group of Tamei Chachamim speaking and you have no idea what they're talking about, you're not learning their sugya, and they're speaking in Yiddish, so you don't even know the language, you don't even know what subject, make it your business, just stand there. So in Shamayim, they're going to inscribe you in the book of tzaddikim. They're going to say about you, Oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish el reyeyu vayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikasev besefer zikarein lefanav. It's always important to know where to stand. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.